Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
God bless you. I'm glad that you are listening to this broadcast. Hear me. God has a message for you. Yes, you that is listening to this message right now, I guarantee that your life will never be the same after this message. It doesn't matter what your situation is right now, there is a miracle from God with your name on it. I therefore encourage you to pay attention to this message. My name is Brother Chris, and you are listening to the Moment of Truth. Today, I will be preaching on the topic, God has the final say. God has the final say. And I'll be taking my Bible text from the book of Lamentation chapter 3 verse 37. Lamentation 3:37. And it says, "Who is he that says, and it come to pass, when the Lord did not command it?" Many people nowadays believe there are those that control the world. Even Christians believe that too. They believe that there are powerful men and women somewhere that determine what happens to nations, businesses, and even individuals. The powerful men and women could be politicians, kings, government officials, professionals, and so on. And they believe that whatever these power people say, it's what happens. But I have come to let you know, my dear listener, that God is the one that has the final say. Yes, politicians may have their say. Kings and rulers may have their say. But God has the final say. It doesn't matter what the politicians have to say. It doesn't matter what the professionals have to say. It doesn't even matter what the opinion leaders have to say. What really matters at the end of the day is who has the final say. The Bible passage you read tells us that no one anywhere can say anything and it happens when God has not authorized that thing to happen. In other words, people can say whatever they like, but it is what God says will happen. That is what will happen. God has the final say. And there are so many cases in the Bible where God demonstrated that he alone has the final say. The first case which I consider is the case of the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis chapter 11 verses 1 to 8. In this story, we read that there was a time when all the people on earth came together and agreed to build for themselves a city and a tower. They wanted the top of the tower to reach into heaven. They had prepared the materials, prepared the design, mobilized the workmen, and started to build the tower. As a matter of fact, all the architects and civil engineers in the world at that time were already assembled together for the project, and nothing was going to stop them, as it seems. The people in the world were saying one thing: we are going to build this tower. And then God came into the situation. And what happened? God confused the language of the people of the earth. They could no longer understand each other. The Bible tells us that there was confusion everywhere, and the people could no longer build the tower that they planned to build. So we see from this story that the people had their say, but God had the final say. Glory to God. So if you're listening to this message, and it seems that the enemies around you have perfected their plans against you, I want you to know that their plans will not come to pass, because God is the one that has the final say. Like God scattered the plans to build the Tower of Babel, so shall he scatter all your enemies in Jesus' name. Another case which I consider to show that God has the final say is seen in the book of 2 Kings chapter 7 verses 1 to 20. 2 Kings 7, 1 to 20. Here we read about the famine in the city of Samaria. The Bible tells us that there was a terrible famine in the land of Samaria. The prices of things were so high and there was no food to eat. People were suffering and dying of hunger. The hunger in the land of Samaria became so bad that women began to kill and cook their children for food. You can imagine that. It was a very terrible famine indeed. The king and his advisors tried all they could to reduce famine, but nothing what? The chief economic advisor to the king told him that the situation of Samaria was very hopeless. In fact, this particular advisor said that the situation is so hopeless that the hunger will still not go away, even if God opened the windows of heaven and poured food into the city of Samaria. That was what the king's advisor had to say. And then God stepped into the matter. God sent his prophet called Elisha to go and speak to that same king. When Elisha got there, he spoke to the king and said, "Your consultants have said their own, but this is what God has to say. By this time tomorrow, there will be no famine in Samaria. Food will be so cheap in the city of Samaria." And what happened? That same night, God used 4 lepers to drive away an entire city. And by the morning, there was so much food in the city of Samaria. What God said came to pass. So you can see from this story, my dear listener, that the king's advisors and consultants, had their say, but God had the final say. Hallelujah. So if you are listening to this message and people have rejected you, they have told you no food, no money, no job, no business, no help, then I have come to tell you that they don't have the final say. God has the final say. The last case we shall consider where God demonstrated that he is the one that has the final say is in the story of the death of a damsel. We see this story in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verses 39 to 43. Matthew 5, 39 to 43. Here the Bible talks about a man called Jairus whose 12 years old daughter was very sick. This man set out to invite the Lord Jesus to come and heal her sick daughter. And of course, Jesus agreed to go to his house and heal his daughter. But while they were still on their way, someone came from Jairus' house with the news that the sick daughter has died. Well, Jesus continued his journey until he arrived at the man's house. When Jesus got to the house, he saw a crowd weeping and wailing. And Jesus asked what was wrong. And they said to him, "The damsel is dead." Everyone in that place said the same thing. "The damsel is dead." But Jesus had another thing to say. Jesus said that the damsel was sleeping. And when Jesus said that, they laughed at him. Oh yes, they laughed him to scorn. I can imagine the look on the faces of the people. The girl that experienced doctors have certified to be dead is the person this preacher from Nazareth says she is sleeping. Well, the Bible says that Jesus took the hand of the girl and said to her, "Damsel, arise." And immediately the girl that was dead arose and began to walk. Suddenly, those who laughed at Jesus became ashamed. Jesus demonstrated to the people that they had their say, but he is the one that has the final say. Hallelujah. My dear listener, you have seen from the Holy Scriptures that it is God who has the final say. So no matter what anyone says about you or about the situation you are in right now, just remember that the person does not have the final say. God has the final say. Doctors may have told you that you had HIV, cancer, or any incurable sickness. Or maybe they have said that you cannot have a baby. Or maybe they say that you are poor. Or you may just have received a bad report about your job, your business, or a member of your family. All I want you to remember is that the report does not have the final say. Jesus has the final say. It doesn't matter who signed the report. It doesn't matter for how long the report has been. Just look at that report and say, Jesus has the final say. What you need to do is to look at the word of God and find out what God has to say about your situation. Whatever God says is final, for God has the final say. If they say you are sick, then let them know God says, "I am the Lord that healed thee, and by the stripes of Jesus I am healed." If they say you are poor, then let them know that God says, "The Lord shall provide all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If they say you cannot have a child, then let them know, God says, none shall be barren in the land. If they say there is trouble in your marriage, then let them know, God says, for whatsoever God have joined together, let no man put asunder. If they say you are going to die, then let them know, God says, I shall not die, but live to declare the glory of God. No matter what they say about you or about your situation, let them know what God says. And whatever God says is final, because God is he who has the final say. So you don't have to give up. Rather, I want you to look up and cheer up, because what God says about you must come to pass. Hallelujah to Jesus. But before I close, my dear listener, I would like to let you know that this God's final say is not for everybody. Oh yes, not everybody can claim the promises of God. For you to open your mouth and claim the promises of God, you must be a child of God. You cannot be disobedient to God by living in sin and expect God's final say to work in your situation. No, it doesn't work that way. Forget those fake pastors and preachers that tell you you are blessed when they know you are a cultist, a murderer, an adulterer. The Bible says in Psalm 7 verse 11, that God is angry with the wicked every day. And if God is angry with the wicked, then how do you expect that God will bless the wicked? And then you may ask, Pastor, who is the wicked? Well, the answer to that question can be seen in the book of Genesis chapter 13 verse 13. Genesis 13 verse 13. And I read, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. The Bible verse here says that the wicked are the sinners. The wicked are those that disobey the commandments of God. They are those that continue to commit sin every day. Whether it is the sin of lying, stealing, envy, or fighting, or whether it is the sin of fraud, armed robbery, kidnapping, or court using, or whether it is the sin of examination malpractice, murder, abortion, and prostitution, or whether it is the sin of fornication, adultery, masturbation, lesbianism, and homosexuality. Sinners are wicked, and God is angry with the wicked. The good news is that God wants to forgive you your sins so that you can lay claim of his blessings. God wants to have the final say in your life. He wants to deliver you from that problem, but first of all, he wants to save your soul from sin and from hellfire. All you need to do is to repent of your sins and turn away from them. Then call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus loves you. And because of his love for you, he died for your sins. And because of Jesus, God will forgive you if only you repent of your sins and come to him through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only name that can save any man in this world. And you can ask God for forgiveness right now and right there where you are. And to do so, pray after me and say, Almighty God, have mercy upon me. I am a sinner and I'm sorry for all my sins. Please forgive me. Lord Jesus, save my soul. I receive you today as my Savior and my Lord. Amen. If you said this prayer sincerely with all your heart and you mean it, then I want to assure you that God has heard and has forgiven you. But you must never go back to sin anymore. Now God will have a final say in your life. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone listening to this message who have asked for mercy. Deliver them from their sin and give them the power to become children of God in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, I cancel every negative thing someone has said against them. Lord Jesus, you are the one that has the final say. I therefore ask that you confirm your word and perform the miracle that they need right now. Whether it be healing or deliverance, breakthrough or promotion, let them have that miracle. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I believe that God has touched you with a miracle. Why not call me and tell me what God has done? You can call me if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you. Till I come your way again, same time, same station.